This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two leaders are expected to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President Palacios and appreciated his positive sentiments and guidance for enhancing India-Paraguay cooperation in many domains. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Mr. Palacios' talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will open new avenues for India's engagement with Paraguay and the South America region. The Paraguayan president is also scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, seven all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule reached Egypt. The delegation concluded its Ethiopia visit yesterday. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha met with representatives of Parti Keadilan Rakyat PKR People's Justice Party in Kuala Lumpur. Earlier, the all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde interacted with members of the Indian community in Liberia. During the interaction, Shrikant Shinde said, despite fighting against terrorism for 4 to 5 decades, India is still a great power in technology.
पहली बार कोई देश आतंकवाद के खिलाफ ऐसे डेलीगेशन के माध्यम से शांति का संदेश पूरे विश्व में फैलाने का काम कर रहा है वो हमारे नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया भारत इस टेररिज्म के खिलाफ गए 4-5 दशकों से लड़ता आ रहा है भारत बहुत कैपेबल है सभी आतंकवादी गतिविधियों से लड़ने के लिए और हमेशा लड़ता आया है और हमेशा पाकिस्तान के माध्यम से जितनी लड़ाइयों की इनिशिएटिव उन्होंने ली उसमें पाकिस्तान को परास्त करने का काम भी भारत ने किया.
The Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Results 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website result25.jeeadv.ac.in. Rajit Gupta has topped the prestigious exam with 332 out of 360 marks. The JEE Advanced is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Telangana on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu wished that the people of Telangana march ahead on the path of progress and prosperity. Over 3,960 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading marginally down in afternoon trade today, tracking weak cues from Asian markets. On the sectoral front, metal, IT and consumer durables were major drags, while realty, PSU bank and services were gaining the most. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 88 points to 81,363 and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped slightly by 28 points to 24,723 when reports last came in. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland and Manipur today. IMD also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.